Good morning, beloved. God bless you. We thank God again for giving us another day, the Friday, 21st of November. The days are moving fast. The nights are getting shorter. And the days also are getting shorter, beloved. It seems that we just started the year 2025, but we are less than 5 weeks away from completing it. And I just want to take the opportunity and thank Brother Jesse, Brother Andy, and all the other brothers who are dedicated in maintaining this platform. And may the Lord bless them richly. And all the bride across the world who are thirsting and hungering for truth and righteousness, I pray the Lord will fill us as he has always done. Let us turn to him. Father God, again, we bless your name and we thank you for the many blessings you've poured upon us. And Father, we have nothing to lose. We have nothing to gain in this world, Father, because all that we ever need, you've provided for us in Christ Jesus. You've given us everything we ever need through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. Father, the enemy comes to deceive and to kill and destroy, but Lord, we have a solid foundation in Christ Jesus. Even today, let us make that foundation sure. And Father, give us what we need today to build strength for the day and hope for tomorrow. And we ask you blessings upon this daily devotion today as we bring it to an end in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, let us look and continue from where we start. We ended last time in Psalm 37, let us pick up from verse 34. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I want to pause here, inherit the land. The Lord said, when we keep his way, we shall inherit the land. And he will exalt us to inherit the land. I want to reference what's going on in Israel right now. Israel is involved in a multi-front conflict. They have military activities in Gaza, the West Bank, and along the northern borders with Syria and Lebanon. There's a lot going on there, and by the prophet of our time taught us that Israel is God's timepiece. When we see what is happening in Israel, then we can also know the kind of battle the bride is in at this time. Beloved, we are supposed to watch Israel and watch what is happening around the world, and don't be blind to what is going on. But open your eyes, turn to the Lord prayerfully, and let us examine our life by watching the type of Israel, natural Israel, with spiritual Israel. The Lord helping us. Let's take a look at it and see what's going on. Israel is now trying to be on the offense and defending his borders and claiming the territories where God has given to him. And we should be doing the same thing. The Lord said in verse 34, we wait on him, we keep his ways, he shall exalt us to inherit the land. This is a land that is given to us already in the scripture, our righteousness, the holiness. Oh yes, and we must fight for it. This is not the time to sit back and think that righteousness is just going to happen. Holiness is going to happen. You know, we have to fight every day to keep the birds from coming onto our properties, coming onto our land. And we must fight the encroachers, fight the evil spirit, the immorality in the world from coming into our homes, through our children. And the enemy wants to attack every way possible. But friends, beloved bride of Christ, this is the time where we must wage war. We must wage a multi-front conflict against the enemy in prayer, in fasting, in giving of alms, in doing good, in visitations, you know, in exhortation, in prophecy. This is the time for us to exercise the gift of the Holy Spirit. Friends, don't be a dormant Christian. Don't be a Christian that sits back and the enemy steals everything from you. Don't sit back when the enemy is taking your children. Don't sit back when the enemy is attacking your job. Don't sit back when the enemy is coming against your property, your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Let us read on. Verse 35. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like the Green Bay tree. The enemy is trying to build his allies. He's trying to stretch his bounds and produce nuclear weapons. And he's trying to gain power. He already has it, the Bible said. But the strength of the believer is not depending on all his scientific development. No, the strength of the believer is resting in faith in Christ Jesus, in a finished work. Wait on the Lord, rest in him, commit your ways to him, and the Lord will show himself as the mighty conqueror in our life. Verse 36, yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but could not find him. That's the wicked. That's the enemy. That's the devil. Verse 37, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, oh God. Beloved, my wife just went out and called me and said, oh, the car is giving her problems and I have to come and pick her in the middle of my ministration. See, this is the enemy trying to bring conflict, trying to bring trouble. But see, the peace of God is we must pause and recognize that we are sons and daughters of God. And God said he is Jehovah Shammah. He's God. He's always present. He's there. God is there with my wife. Found a place to pull over and to be at peace and safety. It's the God who granted her the ability to be able to pull into a safe place. The car's never given us any problem. Everything is on top of maintenance, doing what I can. But this is the attack of the enemy. We must see every possible encroachment of the enemy as an attack. God is there. He's my peace in time of trouble. And we will talk about it. The title for today, and I'm sorry I didn't give the title in the beginning, but the title, we're going to find it in verse 39. Let us read on. Verse 38, the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. Verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. That's our title today. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Beloved, all the precious jewels and the precious stones are formed under pressure. Not on the surface of the earth, but within the bedrocks of the sedimentations and the igniting of volcanoes, and they are formed under pressure. We buy diamonds and gold and we buy these precious stones and they look so beautiful, but we forget that they are formed under pressure. Israel is where she is now because she was formed under pressure. Amen. And in the pressure is where the Lord said he's going to be our strength in time of trouble. Today, people are trying to build strength in the natural. We see gymnasiums and fitness centers being built all over the place. Why? The people, the time is that gross darkness is upon the people. Everybody is focusing on how they look and their physical strength and appearance and tattoos all over the place and working out in gyms and Pilates and classes. And I'm not shaming that profession if that's what you do, but I'm saying the world is swarming after these things today. Why? Because they want a certain appearance. The bride of Christ is not looking for that. The bride is not trying to build some physical strength somewhere. It profit a little. But beloved, the Christian sister is not trying to put on, gain weight in a certain area or lose weight to be appealing and look presentable to the world. No, no, sir. We are also going into our spiritual gym and fitness centers, which is the church. We are going into it for prayer and fasting. We are working on our spiritual muscles every day, beloved, because the time of trouble is upon us. Conflict on the West Bank, North Bank, South Bank, West Bank, East Bank. This is the time for the believer and a righteous man to wage war against the enemy. Don't sit still behind the television and the couch. This is not a time to be spending all kinds of hours at work. This is time to be home to raise the children, raise the family, support your wife. Be there as husbands and wives. Do our duties diligently and uphold the truth in the house. Don't neglect the family altars. Don't neglect reading the Bible with your children. Don't neglect these things, for God has given us this inheritance that we may enjoy it. Let's look at this. There are seven types of strength in the natural. It's agile strength, the strength of movement, endurance strength, explosive strength, relative strength, speed strength, the ability to take off, the ability to do something and the speed of it and be consistent. The sixth one is called starting strength. This, the ability to start something from rest. And the last one is maximum strength. See, the world is in the gym, in the fitness centers, trying to build all these strength. Let me show you another strength, the seven strength that God has given to the believer. It's in the Lord himself. He says in verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is in the Lord. It's not in our muscles. It's not in our brain health. It's not in our emotional health. The strength of the believer is in God's ability to save him when the trouble comes. God provided us seven redemptive names. He said he is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for us. He is Jehovah Rapha. He will heal our diseases. He is Jehovah Nisi, our banner, identification, our covering. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace in times of trouble. He is Jehovah Sikeno, our righteousness. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Shema, he is always there. Beloved, we are not looking to our own strength. When trouble sometimes comes, it requires diligent, calculated approach, reliable resources, dependable strength. And that is what we get from the Lord. I want to share something here in Isaiah 42, verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thy hand. I will keep thee and give thee for a covenant. Do you know what that means? Hallelujah. The Lord said, I will give thee for a covenant of the people. Amen. When God can find a righteous man who he can hold his hand and keep him and give him for a covenant, oh yes, you will become the very, without you, nothing can be made. You will become the light of the world. He says he will also give you for a light of the Gentiles. The covenant, and everything is broken, the covenant must hold. And you will be the covenant unto the people of the people. Beloved, let us finish with the last verse. Verse 40, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. May the Lord build our spiritual strength. May the Lord cause us to experience him in all these seven redemptive names he has given to us. Let us not be shaken because of Hamas and the enemy and all that they are doing to us. Let us rely on the strength of the Lord. Let us wage war against the enemy in spirit and in truth. Let us put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Let us shod our feet with the gospel of peace. Let us grab the shield of faith and let us hold to the sword of the word. For with this armor, we shall defeat every enemy, every attack, every wicked, every unbeliever, every spirit of immorality, pornography, every demonic spirit of cancer that attacks us. We have the victory in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your blessed word. Amen. Thank you for the truth that never fails. Dependable, reliable God. Father, may you show us your strength today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you for bringing us, Lord, to the end of this week's devotion. We pray that the people who hear your voice will know that the enemy is powerful, but God has called us in righteousness. And in that righteousness, he will hold our hand. He will cause us to remain in the land. He will cause us to possess the inheritance. He will cause us to have strength for today and hope for tomorrow. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Till next time.